Testing.
What's up, guys? How's everyone's week been? You're back here with Reptile Discoveries. My name's Simon. Welcome in. If you're new to the channel, we'll be talking about loads of different things. So this week we are talking about bioactive setups, enclosures. Why do we need bioactive enclosures? What are they? If you're new to bioactive setups, what it helps us in the reptile community to, there's many reasons. One is it makes the enclosure look really pretty. It helps with cleaning up the poop from the animals, so we don't need to go in there and clean it up. Like, I'm not saying like we leave it. Obviously, we still clean out the enclosure, but it's a little, we leave it that little bit longer, so the isopods and the springtails do the job, so we don't have to be in there all the time cleaning them up. And obviously, if you breed your own springtails and isopods like I do and many other people that I know, it saves you a lot of money, and it's so easy to keep as well. It's unreal. I love them. I'm starting to get a little collection of my own with the isopods. I've got 4 different breeds of them, and yeah, you just leave them there in a little clear tub. I'm going to start putting all mine into 6-litre tubs. I've got one already in a 6-litre. Make a little thing in there for them. Put some dead leaves and that in there. Obviously, you clean them off and everything else. Bit of food like that. A little bit of lettuce every now and then. A little bit of snake shed. Not too much, just a little bit. Obviously, you need to clean that out because they don't eat the bottom part of the scales. And yeah, a little bit of dirt, you're well away. Obviously, you stick a little bit of hides. What I mean by hides is like cork bark. They love stuff like that, and water them down at least once a week, depends how dry it is. Obviously, you have a wet end and you have a dry end, so the humidity in there is okay. If you want to be quite smart over it, if you put the springtails in with them, you don't need to have another tub, so you'd be killing 2 birds with 1 stone, basically. Obviously with my springtails, they're going mental in my enclosure with the African land snails. I've got that tub's getting overrun too much by African land snails and springtails. I need to get in there, sort that tub out, and yeah, I need to limit myself to 1 African land snail, really, because I've got too many in there and they're not really selling like I hoped. Obviously, I'm going to start feeding them off in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to put them up for sale on eBay. I'll send all the link to all my social media, so if you guys are interested. I've had 1 or 2 people that are interested, but I will be putting a link up, like I say, on all my other social medias. Plus, if you're doing a bioactive setup, you still can choose from real plant. I have tried sticking real plant in there, but for some reason they all died. I am going to try again later in the year. If not this year, it'd be next year. I'd try some other different plants and that as well. Make it different in there. I am in Rocky's enclosure. I've got a rainforest set up, which I want to stick in there. Stick on for at least 20 seconds to 30 seconds at a time. And hopefully that'd be sorted out in there for him. So it's one less enclosure to sort out. I've got other enclosures. I believe they are glass enclosures, which I'll be looking forward to seeing, because I'm not going to really have much in there, only isopods. stick some real plant in there, make it all rocky. Yes, I'm just turning it into a natural thing, enclosure. So nothing really in there, just them really, until probably late next year, until I decide to get a frog, or frogs, should I say, or put the scorpion in there. I'm not really too sure what I'll do with that, to be honest, but that'd be all ready to go. That's going to be all automatic, a bioactive enclosure anyway, so it's a natural bioactive, so that's what I've got planned for them setups. I've got more snakes coming. I have said this quite a few weeks ago, next couple months. One of the snakes is a blind snake. I'm looking forward to this one because it doesn't mean to, because it's blind, it just strikes out at everything. So what I'm going to do with that, what I do with Ruby, my other snake, my very first snake I've had, is tap on its little tank with the tweezers, feet and tongs, then we go from there. I won't be sticking his enclosure in a bioactive, none of my snakes are, because it's all wooden or they're in tubs. Reason why they're in tubs is because they've always known to be in tubs, and where I want to breed as well, I still want to keep them that way, so when I do breed, they're already automatically in tubs. Eventually the snakes that I am keeping, they will be in setups eventually one day, but the snakes what I won't be will be all in reckons. So yeah, I believe that you can, I suppose you can easily stick everything in bioactive in them enclosures, but it's not really worth it, to be honest, in tubs, like with snakes. Everything else, like scorpions and that, I suppose you can, as long as they've got a right heating and everything, you can do that. I might probably do it one day, when I get more snakes as well. With the isopods, I'm really shocked because it don't actually take that long for them to breed. I've got, I don't know, over 50 babies. I need to look later when I get in. But yeah, they're breeding pretty well. My grey normal isopods, my orange and cow, and I think it's ghost isopods as well. I need to, like I say, I need to check up on them. I check up on them, feed them once a week, because they've already got food in there, like their leaves and stuff like that. I just like to stick a little bit of lettuce in there, because it's water for them as well, and obviously I spray them down, and it's a little bit different as well for them to feed off, so that's what I'd do. Next year, I have started planning out for this year. Next year for the garden, I'm sticking a vegetable patch in. I think I have said this quite a few weeks ago in my other podcast. With the vegetable patch, reason why I'm doing it is because where my iguana, the dubia roaches, and a couple others do eat vegetables, I like to give them that opportunity. So plus, me and Sophie can have our own fruit and veg, and it'd be cheap as well for us. It's all money saving end of day, and I do like doing that type of thing, so it's a win-win all round, and we still got plenty of money behind us. So that's what I will be doing. I'll be getting things set up this year already for next year. Then hopefully everything starts kicking off, and we can save quite a bit of money that way with the animals as well. What else am I don't really know what else I want to do for next year. I would like to breed. obviously I've been breeding for like the last 2 years my African land snails, but no one doesn't really want to, them. But I will be making more of them into bioactive enclosures. I'll probably end up keeping one, like I say, and starting fresh with all of them. If I do get rid of the adults, if no one ain't brought them in the next couple months, I'll probably feed them off to Rex. If you don't know who Rex is my savannah monitor lizard, and that boy can eat everything in its path. He's just say if any of my animals got out and he's out and he knows that they're out, he can destroy, kill every single animal that I have got. I have been very lucky in the past. A lot of my animals have got out, and touch wood, that he's never gone for them. I actually had a couple weeks back, Ruby and Titan, they're my other snakes, actually get out, escape. We still don't know how, and they was actually in with Rex, but Rex has got a lock on his enclosure. We have got no idea how they got in there, and it's quite worrying. They ain't got in there since, because obviously we make sure of night everything's locked 100%. And yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how this all happened. It's quite wary, scary. So yeah, we're keeping a close eye on everything in that room, what goes on. With the isopods, I would like to have around 10 different species. And once they're all breeding, I do want to sell them on, but obviously I want to have a mixed breed. So in all the enclosures, they're all mixed. And I think that'd be quite cool to see all pretty different colour isopods in there. I would have, I don't know, about 6 of each different ones in the enclosures, so it's something different as well. I would like to say eventually sticking all the isopods in with the snakes, maybe. Not in the tubs, just in their enclosures. I'm not too sure yet. I'll probably do a test run in a couple of them, see how they got on, then we'll probably go from there. If I do it, I'll probably start in and monitor it in my SID, my corn snake. Check it out in there. Plus, I can stick them all in with the scorpions as well. And best thing about this is, where with the bioactive, if you get too many isopods breeding too quickly and there's too many of them and you can't sell enough of them, the animals actually do eventually, if you haven't got enough bedding in there, feed in there, any hides in there, say that the scorpion, they will go and hunt them down and they will eat them. So obviously you still, with the bioactive stuff, always keep an eye that they don't go down to none. Throw a couple in, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks, every 3 weeks, something like that. Stick an extra 2 or 3 in. Make sure there's enough food in there, like leaf litter, stuff like that. Enough hides for them to hide, and stick a little bit of, like I say, lettuce in there. It won't hurt them, and you're all good to go. Like I say, I water mine down at least, spray it all down once a week. If we got the summer, it'd be twice a week, so it'd be like a Monday and a Thursday, so it's enough in there to make it damp. Clean them out, I like to clean them out. It all depends really, because if they start to smell, you clean them out. So it's the same for spiders, you clean out once every 6 months, so it's pretty much once a year you clean the spiders out. So it's pretty much the same with them, if they start to smell, you clean them out. So it's all to do with that type of thing, really. Same principle as keeping a tarantula, really. It's quite a short little episode today, guys, because I haven't really got much more to say about the topic, but hopefully that will help you out. You can go and get some. If you are going to get some, I would recommend getting some normal ones, so, because there are quite, the hobby of the isopods is quite expensive, like with anything. I've seen isopods going for like £30-40, and that's for like 5 or 6 of them. So if you want to get into the hobby, get the normal grey ones. If you don't know what I'm on about by isopods, guys, isopods, you would know them as roly-polies or wood lice, them type of creatures. You should know what I'm on about by that. So yeah, if you go and start it, you think about doing a biotive setup. That's how I went about it. Getting some normal ones, doing a little bit of research and going my way about it. I had mine in there set up for a first 6 weeks. Within that, they just pretty much exploded, so I had to stick them in a 6-litre tub. Last time I looked, they was doing really well. I've had 3 or 4 lots of babies since then, so that's when I started sticking all my isopods in all the other enclosures. So it's a bit of food and it's a bit of bioactive stuff. Like I say, I normally just check up on them in the bioactive setups, seeing if the animals have eaten them. Hopefully not, because I have stuck a lot in there, so fingers crossed they've got enough food and litter, hides and everything in the enclosures. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I do appreciate every single one of yous, and hopefully next week we'll be back and I'll see you then. Once again, thank you so much and keep discovering, guys.